Letters from a Glass House is a not-for-profit ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Florida. Support us today at uucov.org.
A few weeks ago about UU evangelism, getting out into the world, telling the world we're here. And today is the Christian holiday of Pentecost, which for a lot of Unitarian Universalists brings up a rousing response of, what? Because Pentecost is not a holiday that we talk about a lot. But Pentecost is the story about going out into the world. The last meal Jesus had with his disciples, Jesus of Nazareth, the Christian Jesus, he told them to go into the world and to minister to the people and to heal the sick on their own, rather than just be disciples or people sitting and listening to a teacher. Up till that point, the big expectation was that they would sit and listen and he would talk and they would learn. And if there were any miracles or wonders or lessons, they would come from their rabbi, their teacher, Jesus. But he said to them, it's time. You got to go. Get out of the nest and fly, guys. 50 days after that rabbi's death, after Jesus' death, we have Pentecost. It's the day that the Holy Spirit in Christianity, that's the agency of God, that's the part of God for Christians that talks to humans, that has the ability. It came to them in the form of tongues of fire over their heads, and it made them speak in languages that they previously didn't know, and it sent them out into the world to spread the teachings as apostles, people who spread the word. Now, they took apostleship seriously in those days. These days, we don't hear about burning fire showing up over people's heads to send them out to do much. But this idea of being sent out to spread some kind of gospel, it's still going on. And these are not all religious teachings. But 3 years ago, there was a young man named Cameron Welsh, young black man, and he got on an app that the kids like called TikTok. A lot of you may have heard of it. And he wanted to share the rules his mom made him follow as a young black man in America. This is the lesson she sent him out with. This is the language that she gave him to speak. He became an apostle of the idea of staying alive. And he went out to teach other young black men and women this gospel. You can still find Cameron Welsh. You can find video. It's on YouTube if you Google. This is what this poor young man had to say. Don't put your hands in your pockets in public. Don't put your hoodie on. Don't go out with a hoodie on. Don't be outside without a shirt on. Check in with your people, even if you're down the street. Now think about this. For those of you all that have children, or nieces, or nephews, or grandchildren, having to tell this to your child. Don't be out too late. Don't touch anything if you're not buying it directly. Never leave the store without a receipt or a bag, even if it's just a pack of gum. Never make it look like there's an altercation between you and someone else. Never leave the house without your ID. Don't drive with a wife beater on, with a tank top shirt. Don't drive with a do-rag on, the hair cover. Don't go out in public, in fact, with a wife beater or a do-rag on. Don't ride with your music loud. Don't stare at white women. If a cop stops you randomly and questions you, be polite. Don't talk back. Compromise on everything. If you're pulled over, put your hands on the dashboard, ask for permission to get your license. This is a language most of us didn't have to teach to our children. No tongue of fire came down and taught us this language to go out. I saw the video, and at the bottom, there's a description that said, click, like, and share if you want world peace. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag George Floyd. Hashtag Cameron Welsh. Now, I speak that language. And I started thinking about all the deep and meaningful hashtags and clicks that I had done when I'm playing around online. And if you read my article that I did for The Gondolier, it's a very short form of this sermon, actually. Because I started thinking about how many times, oh, click like to save this, click like to save that, share this. Just sit on my butt and dial it in, right? It's easy. Go into the world. What are you talking about? I don't want to go. I'm not an apostle. I'm a disciple. I just want to sit here and learn stuff. Clicking and liking and sharing, talking with your friends over lunch, those are good ways to get information moving around. They're things we should do. But if we want to take being a UU evangelist, being a UU proselytizer, being someone who lives our values in the world, we got to do a little more. And that's where the problems come in. Because the world is challenging right now. The world's a mess. For those of us who have conservative friends and relatives, and we are liberal, we love them. We want to talk with them. We want to share with them. For those of us who are conservative and have liberal friends and relatives, we love them. We want to talk with them. But there's divisive issues everywhere. Gun control. Children getting shot. People acting a fool on an airplane because they are so angry that it's ready to just boil over. Punching each other in the head because their seatmate reclined. Starting a fight because a baby was crying. We get told we have to change the world. We get told we have to save the world. We are not Superman. I am quite sure no one woke you up this morning and said, here is your cape. I know I didn't get issued mine. So when they say to us, we have to stop racism, we have to stop gun violence, we have to stop people hating each other, my God, that mountain is a million miles high. I can't climb that mountain. It'd be easy to say, I work hard for what I've got. Leave me alone. I can't make a mountain go away. I got a little bitty spoon. It's easy to say, handle it yourself, because it looks scary and big and all I got is this spoon. I want to be an audience. I don't even want to be a disciple. Being a disciple is good. It's better anyway. And I know I come from a background where there was always somebody going, you know, I am so impressed by that little, you know, Mother Teresa out there doing stuff. I'm so impressed by that Sally Struthers. She's out there with those give a dollar and you save the little kids thing. She's sitting on a pile of garbage asking for money. Hell, I gave her $10. I felt so bad. Heard that all the time. And you could say to these same people, so what did you do other than the 10 bucks? Well, I gave 10 bucks. What'd you want? They were excited to learn about it. They were excited to be a disciple. But that's as far as it went. There's that sense of, look, it's going to take a Messiah to clean this mess up. It's going to take somebody brilliant. I'm not brilliant, so leave me alone. When the Messiah comes, I'll follow them around. They'll tell me what to do, right? Till then, I'm off the hook. And then there's despair. I could just cry about it all. It's horrible. I could just sit and weep. Nothing I do will ever help, so I'll just cry. They don't get anything done. But that ethic of risk that I was talking about in that article, that idea that you don't know what any small thing you do, you don't know where it will lead. You can pack your camper, put everything in there, head toward the mountain with the idea that you're going to climb to the top and summit. You might make it. Or you might end up in Cleveland having a beer and some ribs. You never know where you're going to turn up organically, how things will change. An ethic of risk says there's too many variables. You can't calculate real life. So you just have to take one step, then another step, then another step, all in a good direction. Because it's all too big to say, well, I will start at A and I will end up at Z, and there's a million steps in between. It doesn't work. An ethic of risk says, I'm going to start at A and I'm going to take a positive step towards Z. And then another, and then another, and then another. And if we're talking about social justice work, we keep doing things to try to make other things happen. And then we get depressed when we don't make it. We protest about gun control. Next week, there's still going to be guns. That doesn't mean we failed. That means that a lot of people driving by us will see us saying, I don't want this. And maybe they go home and say, you know, the next time that could be me. I could stand out there because I don't want this either. There's 10 of them. They don't want this. I didn't know there were 10 people in Venice that didn't want that. I'm going to be number 11. One step, then the next step, then the next step, tiny gains. You become an apostle. We won't end racism, but we can stop book banning in Venice, Florida. Or we can just give out banned books, one bite, one step. Tomorrow, maybe all of Florida, one bite, one step. Don't wait for the tongues of fire to heat you up. That rise is just your blood pressure. Take that as a sign. When you get a little hot, when you look at the world, that's a tongue of fire. Take it. It's impossible to make gains with guilt or pressure by waiting for the Messiah. I'll save the world by doing everything right. No, you won't. You're going to screw up. That's okay. Take a chance. It's too big for me. You need special people and great teachers. No, it isn't. It starts right here. It starts right now. It starts with you. I'm waiting for the great leader. They called. They're not coming. It's on you. It makes me want to cry. I'm not able to handle this. Yes, yes, you are. Ugly cry. Then wipe your nose and get out here, one little step at a time. I'm afraid. We all are. We all are. Start where you're needed. Throw gas on your own Pentecostal flames. Embrace that ethic of risk, that one bite at a time, so that Cameron Welsh and other young people like him don't need those kinds of rules. Do what's right in front of you. Go into the world and spread the word that a change is going to come, and then be the change, one little bite at a time. I have faith in you. Impact your house, your block, your HOA. The problems took generations. You're not going to fix them by Wednesday. Fix a piece that leads to another piece. Topple the first domino. Human hands, human lives, one risk at a time. Because you know what? God called. He isn't showing up down here today. It's on us. And we can do it. Amen.